from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father David Rylander. The televising of this Mass has been made possible by the contribution from the Illinic family of Camrose, Alberta. This Mass is offered in loving memory of Carl and Josephine Illinicki. On behalf of all the faithful across Canada and around the world gathered for this celebration, we thank you. We thank the Illinicki family for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
As we continue in our Lenten time, we come before the Lord, contrite for our sins, and in preparation to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we bow our heads and offer our sorrow for sin. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Look kindly, Lord, we pray, on the devotion of your people, that those who by self-denial are restrained in body may by the fruit of good works be renewed in mind. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk. And he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then he had a proclamation made in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, no human being or animal, no herd or flock shall taste anything. They shall not feed, nor shall they drink water. Human beings and animals shall be covered with sackcloth, and they shall cry mightily to God. All shall turn from their evil ways and from the violence that is in their hands. Who knows? God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger so that we do not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A broken, humbled heart, O God, you will not scorn. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. A broken, humbled heart, O God, you will not scorn. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. A broken, humbled heart, O God, you will not scorn. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. A broken, humbled heart, O God, you will not scorn. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. With all your heart, turn to me, for I am tender and compassionate. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
When the crowds were increasing, Jesus began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And see, something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah. And see, something greater than Jonah is here." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we continue in our Lenten time, we reflect upon sin. We turn away from sin and follow the gospel. We remember that we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. In the psalm we prayed of having a broken, humble heart, because a broken, humble heart does not follow the will of the ego, but submits to the will of the Lord. Unlike Jonah, who is the disobedient prophet. What is the sign of Jonah? This is a question. Commentators give different answers. Jonah being in the belly of the whale, hid away. Jonah being spit out, a foreshadowing of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, or the mercy of God. In the gospel, we find that the sign of Jonah is his proclamation. The Ninevites listened to Jonah, though they were not a Jewish people. In the gospel, we also hear the Queen of Sheba, modern-day Yemen or possibly Ethiopia, came a long distance at that time to listen to the wisdom of Solomon, a non-believer in the one God. The king of Nineveh proclaims to the people, "Listen to Jonah, we will change. This prophet has something to say to us, and we're going to listen." But when we come to the gospel, what do we find? Are the religious leaders listening to Jesus? And Jesus is far greater than Jonah or Solomon. Do they listen? No, they're going to crucify him. What is the sign of Jonah for us? Listen to the word of God. Celebrate the faith. Become involved with the sacraments. And you too shall receive the mercy of God. You too shall have resurrection. You too will not have to hide away. This Lenten time, we turn away from sin and follow the gospel. So let us follow the sign of Jonah. The proclamation of the word should change our hearts. In other words, should break them. We don't want to have our hearts broken. But what we want to do is to turn from the ego, the self, the I, to thine, to let God be the Lord of our lives. In Lent, we want to break the pattern of sin in our lives and submit to the will of God. And so let us listen to Jonah. Let us change our ways. Let us take upon ourselves a fast. Let us give alms. Let us spend time in prayer. Something in our lives must be crucified in order for us to break the stranglehold of our will, that the Lord's will might be done. Thy will be done, as we pray in the Our Father. How difficult it is to pray those words in a world that focuses upon I. And so, let us be like the Ninevites. Let us be like the Queen of Sheba. Let us listen to the sign of Jonah. As we come before the Lord, let us offer our prayers in faith and hope. Let us pray for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray, Almighty and ever-living God, we ask in our community prayer that you might guide us to enter more deeply into the spirit of Lent and into the forgiveness, reconciliation, and renewal that it offers us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for missionaries throughout our country, that they may be filled with the zeal of the Lord to bring the sign of Jonah to all. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for peace in our world, most especially in the conflict areas. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who have died that they may rest in the peace of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for hearing our prayers in the name of Christ, your Son, who is Lord forever and ever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, a work of human hands, it would become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Lord, accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for all good and the cause of his church.
We offer to you, O Lord, what you have given to be dedicated to your name, that just as for our benefit you make these gifts a sacrament, so you may let them become for us an eternal remedy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so, with all the choirs of angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and the glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant, Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing in this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, and now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us share this peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, who never cease to nourish us by your sacrament, grant that the refreshment you give us through it may bring us unending life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.